All right, this is DJ Demaru with figuring out how to play live music. This is a little hot. A little hot. Who's, oh yeah, that's me here. Okay, that's a little there. All right, trying a new setup for 2024. My goal for the, yeah, a little hot, eh? Okay, it's chill. Still hot. Yeah, filter has distortion. That's not good. And now, is it clipping? Clipping there. Everything is good. This is DJ Demaru with Evolution, a Revolution. And yeah, for 2024, my goal is to bring more of my own music into the show. We'll see how it proceeds, but there's a bit of compressor. Yes, it's a compressor from my Zoom. But I mean, my voice is going through the Zoom and then the Octatrack. So there's kind of a few places there might be some. And then there's a through track. Oh, yeah. Hello. Okay. So there's like multiple filters that my voice might be going through. I don't hear myself very well, but the level seems to be fine everywhere else. Yeah, well, let's boost the input a little bit. Okay, that's hot. All right, so yeah, 2024 goal already set in motion. A little music there. I'm getting used to have my two mofos, the X4 and the Mofo Monophonic, into the Electron Octatrack, and seeing how that's gonna work. Yeah, we'll see. It seems still hot, but anyway. Oh yeah, I'll do this here. Oh yeah, that helps me hearing me without boosting the signal. This mofo, ready to hear your mofo. Yep. I know some people get offended when I talk about my mofos. This is the true. I'm gonna put that loop a little lower. Yeah, okay, now everything seems a little better. I can get a little closer and we can start today's show. Yeah, happy new year, everyone. This is 2024. Hopefully, I don't know, 2024, 224, 2 plus 2, 4 plus 8, 8. Wow, I'm sure the numerologist in our community loves the 222024. It seems a strong structure of some sort. Happy New Year, Raxu, Tin, Fog, Stug, in Com. If you want to give up all the visual aspect of the modern web and come to the dark side of the small web, you can create an account at SDF and then log in to come and chat with us. And yeah, learn about that reality of the internet before the internet. So yeah, it's a nice place to be. I write on Gopher and kind of like Tin giving up on the surface web. I every time I search for things on the internet, it's so painful these days, where everybody's trying to sell you something or trying to get you to, you know, sign up, do this, do that, you need this, you need that. and the web has been taken over, and it's not what it used to be. And the small web is kind of a nice way to still be on the internet without too much visual intensity. And I like it. And on radio, comm, bulletin boards, email, Gopher, Gemini, all these technology that are really calm and calming, and really, really enjoying that. Today I wanted to talk about forgiveness. I'm writing an article for a yoga school or a yoga ashram here in British Columbia, and I was asked to write about forgiveness, a 2,000 word article, and it's going pretty good. I have a few more days to send that to their publication team, I would say. I don't know how editing heavy they will be on it, but it's exciting. I used to write a little more for magazines and things like that back in the days, and it was kind of nice to have this subject, the forgiveness, and in yoga and spiritual development, if you want to put it like that. Forgiveness is a big word that is get thrown around. Just have to forgive, I guess. Is it a Bible thing as well, the forgiveness? I guess so. It's a bit of a forgiving others like you forgive yourself type of thing. In a prayer somewhere, I don't know, but it's a word that's thrown around a lot, and there's a bit of a kind of, you gotta forgive in order to move forward with life and things like that. And like any other terms on the yoga development, it's good to define these words for yourself. And this article that I'm writing about is about forgiveness, and I'm just going to talk more about that and how that was linked through samskaras and trauma, and a lot of this more modern take on trauma and psychological development, and how through writing and sensing, that word forgiveness starting to make a bit more sense. All right, bleep.com released their 100 tracks of 2023. It's always a good deal. You get 100 track for like $50 or something like that, and it's all the best sellers from bleep.com, so it's really nice. I did not buy it, but it was going through the best album for 2023 and got a few of them. And one of them is James Holden. I've played a few of his tracks as an album in the past. And this album, imagine this is a high dimensional space of all possibilities. And the track we're going to listen to is Worlds Collide, Mountains Form. Thank you. This was Jim Holden with Worlds Collide Mountain Forum, and there was a question if it was actually the theme of The Expanse, a sci-fi TV show that I have no idea about. I sometimes play things and I have no idea what it correlates to the modern culture, what's going on. I've DJed stuff and people are like, oh, this is the song from this and that. I'm like, oh, I did not know because I live under a rock and I don't know what's going on in the world because I want to keep my sanity for as long as I can. You're listening to DJ Damaru Evolution Revolution. And yeah, we're discovering two albums today from James Holden and Non-D, Flood City Tracks and Imagine. This is a high dimensional space of all possibilities. Two of the bestsellers album from Bleep. Bleep.com is... yeah, the place I buy music most of the time, and it's a nice store, well curated, and I am lazy, so when I buy an album, I like that it's already in a folder with a cover and with all the metadata to all my DRM-free FLAC file. It just kind of ticks all the box for me. DRM-free FLAC in a folder with the cover is very simple. So many other stores don't get it, and it's a little annoying. So, yeah, today, well, I've been writing this article on forgiveness, and so it's in my mind. A lot of the writing happens away from the typewriter, and it stays in my mind, and I make a story in my mind, and I review that story, and I talk to myself about it, and I make a radio show about it, and all that is part of my writing process. A lot of the writing happens off the book, off the computer, off that, and a structure is built. And yesterday, or the day before, I started to create a bit of a structure. My own preference now for writing, everybody's talking about their typewriter tools. I have a typewriter where I don't do much on it because I don't know, I just like some time to digitize, so I like the digital form factor still better than the typewriter. I use typewriter for poetry and things that I don't want anyone else to read. And then next to that is a Lenovo ThinkPad T60 that I've running OpenBSD on it, and it's a very low-key computer with a good keyboard and a square screen, which is better for writing. I mean, it's just square instead of being a movie-watching screen. And the network card is busted on it, so I cannot easily connect to the internet. And so my writing experience on that machine is fully disconnected. Fully unconnected, so I write on there as my main writing tool, and it works well. I think it's important to find a good writing tool. I'd rather, yeah, spend time on that. So, writing process, mostly offline, and then when I get to writing, I already have a story in mind. Story about forgiveness. So, yeah, what is forgiveness, and how is it used in a spiritual process or yoga or meditation? And when I started my yoga training, not when I started, but when I started to come visit a yoga ashram here in British Columbia, it was clear, made clear that a number of people have hurt me. A number of people hurt me in my life, and I hurt a number of people in my life. And these pain point of relationship are kind of filling my mind, my reality, right? This happened to me, this I did to somebody else, and then there's all these there's a question about tape reliant typewriters. Yes, well, if you're talking about the ink tape, the typewriters still, people still make these ink tape. I think there were so many made back in the days. You can still get the proper ink for your typewriter really easily. And my 100 years old typewriter still works perfectly. The you can realign all this stuff, and yeah, most ribbons, black or black and red ribbons, they all still available, and you can get funky colors too. So forgiveness, looking at my past, I easily find that there is a lot of hurt that has been done to me and hurt that I've done to people. And that in the process of liberation, if you want to talk about liberation, knowing who hurts you and who you hurt it's kind of a nice starting point. I've been, I have these trauma that I've created and I have been created toward me, and I want to kind of get rid of these trauma. I was lucky enough in my upbringing that I don't have massive trauma, so I was able to mentally go through all of the stuff that I've done or has been done to me and kind of make a list. This was my hurt, this is, this person at that time did this, and all A, B, C, D, E, and then numbering them all. And in the yoga practice, I think it's important to see what you have in your kind of trauma bank or your memory of stuff that happened to you or you've done to other people, and just kind of start there and see, like, well, how do I feel about everything I did or what other people did to me? And that's a good place to start. And then from there, what to do, and I've started writing letters and being like, hey, you, I'm sorry for what I did, or hey, you, I feel that you did wrong to me or something. And you don't need to send these letters, but the process of writing letters to people who hurt you and that you've hurt, it's a good process of just kind of verbalizing what's really behind that. So, listing all my trauma, writing letters, mentally creating a process of that, and kind of creating a map of who I should contact for my own healing process, and slowly going through that, untying the stuff that holds me back. So that was the first step into this process of maybe forgiveness, and I started contacting people. That doesn't look... Oh, there you go. Let's move into music before we get to the next step of forgiveness with Nandi and Healing Rain. I like that. From Nandi, Healing Rain. Oh. Tin just informed me that the Olivetti Valentine red typewriters are not very good typewriters. This is so sad. It's been my dream. My dream typewriter. The Olivetti Valentine, it's a red typewriter. It's beautiful. But it's not a very good typer. It's so sad. I love my Underwood. It's a very solid machine. And I like typing on that. You're listening to DJ Damaru, Evolution Revolution. And today we're talking about forgiveness. It sounds like it might be useful for unimagined income. And I think, yeah, forgiveness, it's a very powerful tool. And yeah, it's important, I find, to redefine what it means and how to use it. So yeah, forgiveness. I started my process when I was living at the ashram of writing all the people who hurt me and who, like, not only once but multiple times. And whoever I did also hurt, as a way of, well, you know, if I could clean up all of these events or make closure or, you know, find redemption. Is that the word? Or forgive them, forgive the people and seek forgiveness with these people. A lot of my mind would be freed, like my mind keep in stock all the situation that are not resolved. Like if I have a fight with somebody and it doesn't get resolved, then it stays in my mind. Sometimes I'm pushing it down so I don't feel it too close to the surface, but sometimes it comes back to the surface. So I did a list of all these trauma and started contacting the people that I did traumatize and people who traumatized me, and slowly kind of seek a bit of closure there, you know, giving forgiveness even in times where I didn't feel I was the culprit in a situation. I would still kind of open up the door being like, hey, I'm sorry for whatever happened. This is where I was at that time, and, you know, I take, you know, the blame as far as not closing that story and, yeah, trying to expedite a little bit that process, like, let's get this shit over type of process, you know, so might as well take the blame once in a while in order to be able to close a situation instead of being like, you know, it's your fault, you're a bad person, I'm a poor little human who suffered through this situation. That approach might not be the most welcomed by somebody who might not even know that they traumatized you back then. So I brought forgiveness in the mix, and something was missing. I was kind of feeling like, okay, I forgive that person. I do the work, right? I write the letters, I write about my feelings, I contact the person, I, you know, verbally forgive that person. I'm like, I forgive you for whatever happened back then, and kind of let's move on. And that, you know, mentally was freeing, but there was something missing. I just felt like, okay, I don't feel like I'm completely off now. Like the brain might have made it, but what is it? What's the other process of, like, you know, releasing that completely? Yeah, there is similarities to the 12-step recovery program, but more on the yogic path instead of addiction path. But, you know, it's very, a lot of these healing paths are very similar. All right, I want to listen to another song before I get into the meat of the, how to forgive and really on the yogic practice, how to go about finding what needs to be forgiven. And who needs forgiveness? Let's listen to Erphonic Daydream, again from Nnamdi's album of Flood City Tracks. This was Nnamdi with Erphonic Dreams. Just took a moment there to look at label. This comes from Planet Mu Records label, and I play a lot of stuff from Planet Mu actually, and so I wasn't surprised to see that this was their label. And Nnamdi doesn't have a lot of album apart from another, but it's a mix for Bleep in a cassette. Yeah, I don't know. Planet Mu, a lot of the album that I've bought were kind of compilation. They call that music, and pretty much anytime they come out, I get back to purchasing it, and it's often a compilation of their artists. Nnamdi is also known as Tatiana Triplin, and who's been pretty active in creating their own label, FRR label, and I could read you the stuff there, but it's pretty much what we just heard about this kind of textural break in vibrant lo-fi, onoric-flavored footwork beat wrapped through a hazy internet razor transmission. Yeah, I would say this is pretty sweet. You're listening to DJ Dummer Revolution, discovering a couple album today from James Holden and Nnamdi, and talking about forgiveness and how, what is forgiveness, how to do it, what is it used for, what's the purpose of forgiveness in a yogic tradition of meditation, and why would you do that? So I started with the idea of listing all of the trauma that was created in my life. I'm a lucky bastard who doesn't have too many trauma in his life. Yet, you know, colorful life, I would say. I have the ups and the downs, a few bleep and glitches happening in my youth. But, you know, I've survived so far. So making a list of all my trauma and who they were related for and how I did traumatize people and people did traumatize me or hurt me or, you know, created situation that stayed with me for my whole life. And this is a concept in yoga that it's called samskaras. So samskaras are these memories, these kind of, they call often, they represent seeds. So think about them as little seeds that are, they are created a certain point in your life and then they're planted in your body. So trauma often, will be localized in your body. So something happened, you feel a certain way, and then it kind of gets stored into your physical, mental, emotional body. And when the situation happens similarly to that initial event, that reaction comes out again. So you get hit as a kid by your parents when they raise their hand, you get this smash behind the head or whatever. That creates a bit of a habit that somebody's raising their hands or an authority raising their hands. You're kind of like freaking out. And that's, you know, stays with you during your life. And then throughout your life, maybe there's some authority trauma there when people... Kummerspeck. So physically storing your trauma is called Kummerspeck in German. There is, I don't want to rant too much about that, but it feels like the English language is not very good at healing and yoga. It's a business language. And I see that there's so many other languages that have terms for elements that are important into your healing. And then, yeah, Tin just said that Kummerspeck is a word that talks about that when you physically store trauma. By understanding that you're physically storing trauma, then, of course, the logical thing is, well, maybe I can release my trauma through the body. So anyway, I don't want to go in details there, but languages inform how we can evolve as human. So if a language doesn't give you the tools to liberate, then a language can actually enslave you into a certain way of thinking. So more on that when I know more about that. So trauma created through your life. And they take space in your brain. You can release them. They are related to what's called samskaras. Samskaras are these seeds, and often visualized as seeds that are planted through your body. They often say in your kundalini system, but you don't even need to go with the kundalini system. You can just say they're stored in your body. The Kundalini system is a nice way to understand the physical, emotional, energetic level of where this trauma happens, but we don't even need to go in that at this point. We can simply say samskaras are little seeds of trauma planted in the body. And why this is important? Because one way to remove these seeds is by forgiveness. And unfortunately, normally when these trauma re-arise or re-happen in our life, we normally act the same way as the first time it was created. So each time these trauma seeds grow again because of what's happening in my life, they grow and then I react the same. And it kind of reinforces the seed. And then it kind of goes away for a while. I calm down or I go party or I do whatever I need to come out of that trauma space. And then later on, a similar situation happened. And then that seeds reemerge again. So when I did my first list of like trauma and when to forgive everyone and want forgiveness from others, I didn't feel that was completed. I felt like something's missing. And yeah, it took a while to understand these trauma and being like, okay, what are these trauma? Where are they coming from? And then samskaras was helping, and samskaras are also creating my personality. Through trauma, we understand that it creates who you are. And, you know, I was still wondering, like, what is forgiveness and who to forgive in this situation? So one way to explore trauma is to write, and I like writing. And the way I do that myself is that when I write, I observe the sensation in my body when I write. So if I write something that triggers me, and normally I want to be triggered when I write so that it goes somewhere, then I follow that sensation. So I write about, let's be very raw here, I write about my sexual experiences as a teenager or as a kid, and I see what triggers me, and then I can follow that sensation. Now, when I talk about writing and emotion and body sensations, you can realize that I'm reopening trauma through writing. So by writing stuff, these samskara seeds, these trauma seeds are reopening because I'm talking about it and I'm describing events or situation that re-trigger that, but consciously, so that I can explore how they feel and where they're from. Let's go back in James Holden territory with Infinite Fade Out.
Thank you.
Well, I'll start talking before the infinite fade out from James Holden finishes. Yeah, I like the string part of it. I like very cinematic. I mean, maybe it's because it's made for TV shows or something like that. You're listening to DJ Damaru Evolution Revolution, discovering some new albums today of James Holden and Nandi, as well as talking about forgiveness, because I'm writing about it. And talking about it is a nice way to kind of expand on these ideas and sometimes come up with some ideas that I might have forgotten. So, to recap, listing all my trauma in the yogic perspective of cleaning up what's in my mind and then talking to the people who hurt me and that I hurt, and forgiving them for the trauma that were created, and then realizing that didn't really close the loop. It didn't feel. And I left it like that for many years and went on about learning about yoga and these ideas of samskaras. Samskaras being trauma seeds that are planted within the body and the emotional, energetic, and physical body. And my own process of writing about my shit is, you know, I write about something, and if I feel triggered by it, if I feel emotion when I write, then I try to go further into that and see where it leads me. And this is a way for me to go further into these samskaras and these trauma and find kind of, you know, the thing that bothers me. And in the yoga process or meditation process or whatever you want to call it, evolution process, not getting rid but kind of letting go of that stuff, it's very essential, so it doesn't come up, or it will come up in meditation anyway, so might as well deal with it before and then meditation can happen. What was interesting is one of my childhood trauma that I didn't, I don't know, I did I make it as a trauma? It was a trauma, but there was no event creating that trauma. Or I mean, there was no one to blame for that trauma. So I went back, rewrite the story, feel through it, and go like, oh, at that moment, the trauma was created, and I knew that feeling, and that there was a feeling that I felt throughout my whole life. So it's like, this is the seed trauma. But at that point, nothing happened. No one said anything. There was this silence around the table. I was freaking out. No one said anything. There was no anger. There was no physical abuse. There was nothing to flag as a trauma, right? It was just something happened. I felt bad. Everybody felt weird. Nothing was ever said about it. And then I was like, okay, so this seed, this karmic seed or samskara, this trauma was created in silence when no one said anything. And I realized that I created that trauma. I judged myself so hard on what just happened that it traumatized me for the rest of my life. And I was like, oh, self-created trauma. You know, I did not need anyone. And that kind of rang a bell. I was like, what other trauma are self-created? And then I started to look at these other trauma with people. And then I realized the situation made it that I created a trauma for myself. Of course, it was with other people around, my dad or my mom or however you want, but whoever you want to create a trauma, it's normally not made, by itself. There's other people participating in that trauma creation. And of course, other people help you create trauma. But what I realized is that I was the one created that trauma. My mind made me the bad person at that moment. And then I stigmatize myself, kind of putting me as who deserved to be punished at that point. And reading more about it, I saw that people being in abusive relationship often thinks that they're the problem. So they get abused and they think they're the problem. So the circle of abuse continue, and the person being abused feels worse and worse about it, but not so much toward the abuser, but toward themselves. So the more abuse I would take on, the more I would feel bad about myself. So the trauma is reinforced not by the external world, but by my internal world. So what has forgiveness to do with all that? Well, what I realize is who or what I had to forgive was myself. It wasn't about forgiving somebody else that the trauma was created, but to forgive myself that at that point I judged myself so hard that I created a trauma there. And that forgiveness felt right. I was like, this is what's really happening with forgiveness. Like, it's really about realizing that I was the one on that moment creating the trauma. And the person who needed forgiveness was myself. I was the one hurting myself. And I needed to forgive that little boy who thought that he was the worst person in the world. And that triggered emotions. And when samskaras are burnt in that way of forgiveness, you can feel it. You can feel the emotion flowing through. You can be like, huh, okay, that was the core of that. It doesn't disappear completely, but it readjusts my relationship with how I created trauma. And by understanding how I created trauma with myself, by being hard on myself, by judging myself, by thinking I'm a bad person, the dissolution of that karmic seed can start. And then, of course, as it's a trauma that's happened 30-some years ago, it will come back again and again. But if I know the feeling and I know where it's coming from, I can catch myself and being like, no, this is not what I do now. I don't feel bad about myself anymore on that. So it's a whole process that takes time, of course. But the discovery of exactly what needs to be forgiven is, it's for me, super important. And yeah, like they say in the chat here, there's an intellectual process, and the intellectual process kind of helps to reframe or have a different perspective. And but there's also this compassionate follow-up after that sometimes doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't need to make sense. Like, forgiveness doesn't need to make sense or being logical, but it can be radical in a way that deciding not to judge myself ever again within that concept or that idea or that feeling. And that's where I find the power of forgiveness to be really, powerful and changing. And it doesn't mean that there are, ways of forgiving others, but I think it's important to observe this situation and see that the other often just triggers some sort of a self-judgment or something that's deeply ingrained in ourself, and then kind of coming out of that and evolving for myself. You know, the evolution or the healing is really just, you know, for myself. Of course, it's going to reflect on others and make others feel better, but really the process is for my own evolution after all. Tin is saying about creating a ritual to, I guess, go through healings or forgiveness. A ritual is good. I have to write more about ritual. I just had a very beautiful ritual for the new year, and it's an interesting thing, rituals. And yeah, self-created, nature connected healing rituals could be very powerful, but I think they have to be very personal and very intuitively created. A ritual that's always the same and has to follow some rules, I think it falls short of being a powerful tool, but that's a discussion for another time. Ritual, how to create them and how they can be helpful. So yeah, that's it for forgiveness. Finding the root, the seeds, the core belief, and observing who was judged and what was created at that moment in order to release that, and using creative tools like writing or music or painting to trigger these emotion. And yeah, from there, hopefully there's a bit of liberation that happens, and stepping from one trauma to the other, cleaning up the house of trauma so that nothing stays in the brain anymore. All right, that was that for my show, Evolution Revolution with DJ Damaru. I'll be publishing that article shortly. I think it's coming up at the end of January. And I'll also publish that on my Gopher. Let's leave.